Extract 3.
Writers rarely admit it, William, but they are in quite a comfortable position when they appear as speakers at events at literary festivals, aren't they? They can read from their work already done, needing no more than a light dusting on the train to be in shape for the event. Questions asked on the back of such a sampling are gentle and entirely on the author's terms. Or they can branch out, talk about something which will have some interest because of the writer's own proven involvement with that subject. Questions can be tougher here, but writers are used to questions. They ask them of themselves every couple of sentences.
Yes, but the main thing is that it's almost invariably a pleasure to meet readers. A writing life is solitary and mute, and often near to that of a depressive in its conditions. I cannot believe there is a writer who's not at times felt that his or her confidence has dropped open underneath like a trapdoor, and suddenly there is nothing to build on and they're left dangling there. Meeting those whose equally solitary experience completes the act begun in hope of contact is a relief and an encouragement, as well as a pleasure.
That's the end of part 1.